Actually, not really. We're not going to go into that. This is Coast Community Radio, KMUN KTCB, and we've got an extraordinarily special show ahead of us. I'd like to introduce you folks out there in the listening world to four extremely special guests we have in the studio tonight. First, we have Azure, who's going to tell you what station we actually are.
You're listening to Coastal Community Radio, KMUN, Astoria 91.9 FM, and KTCB Tillamook 89.5 FM. Streaming live on the web at coastalradio.org.
And perfect. Now, Azure, you are AHS's finest student. Well, I shouldn't say that. Not finest. I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, but you're a student of AHS, and you're the leader of the Poetry Club, from my understanding.
Yes, I am.
Any other things? I know you're involved with the Writers Guild as well.
I am. So I read at the Writers Guild Ball last October, and I just have a passion for writing, and I don't know. I think poetry is a thing that people should be involved with.
Mm-hmm. That's one of our distinguished guests tonight. We also have a person named Donovan, who is the leader of, you know, so many clubs that I can't keep track of. Donovan, feel free to just take the mic.
I would like to point out that I'm no longer the leader. I've been voted off like half the clubs I was treasurer of.
Okay. Fair enough. But tell us what you're involved in at the high school.
I was the treasurer for the Travel Club, the Anime Club, the Dungeons and Dragons Club, the Nerd Clubs.
Right. And you're involved with NOSB as well, which is the National Ocean Sciences Bowl.
That I am.
And what's your participatory level in that? If you have one. Are you just a competitor? You're a competitor.
I'm a competitor, but let's not talk about that.
Okay, that's fine. That's totally fine. That's Donovan. We also have Brandy.
I need to read the weather.
Oh, yeah, go. Got it. You know, Donovan, you're way more with it than I am. Yeah, what are we experiencing in the forecast tonight?
Tonight, rain turning into showers, low around 45. Wind still gusting at as high as 20 miles per hour.
Just the, no, keep going. I'm sorry. I'm just
you're in the background.
Smoothest of smooth voices over here.
Oh my. Okay. Monday, rain high near 50, breezy with wind gusting as high as 25 miles per hour.
And that's it? That's the whole thing?
Yeah.
All right, Donovan, give him a hand out there. Unless you're driving or something, don't take your hands off the wheel.
That's no, Donovan. I could still use a few. Could you chop them off and send them to my address? Thanks.
Okay, we've got Brandy, who's a music enthusiast, a drummer, and also a student at AHS. Brandy, say hello to the world.
Hi.
Perfect. Short, simple, there's Brandy for you. We're going to hear a bit of music from her later in the night. Real classic stuff like Elvis, Little Richie. You'd be surprised what young people are into these days. And finally, at the very end of the table here with me in the studio, we have Zach, who is a YouTuber, a student at AHS, has a really interesting taste in music. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
The music I'm probably going to be playing is what I'm usually into, but that's all I can really think of right now.
Well, anyways, we're about to hear it in just a moment, so I'll let the music speak for itself. This is Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook, and it's just, we are rolling in it tonight. And if I can press the right button here, we're going to listen to some Sabaton here in just a moment. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Through the gates of hell, as we make our way to heaven through the Nazi line.
Okay, you're listening to Coast Community Radio. We've got an extraordinarily special show happening right now. This is Astoria Youth Radio coming back for 2020. You just heard from our one of our lovely guests, Donovan, coughing in the background, but we're going to hear actually right now from Zach, who's going to tell you what you just heard.
So these songs that you just heard are what I found out just through just what I found, what I really like. And these two songs are talking about, the first song, Promo Victoria, is talking about the D-Day, which I just, it's really, Second song is Bismarck, one of the German battleships, which were supposedly one of the best ones that Hitler was going to use, but since he was more focused, what I've known, he's more focused on the land attack, where, like, building up his air force, tanks and stuff, than the sea. So the Bismarck was practically half finished. That's why it ended up sinking. Because if it was 100% finished, it would probably be one of the most effective battleships there was. And the last song is talking about the Red Baron, which he's the Red Baron, one of the most famous aces out there for the German Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's really, all three of the songs are really good. Like, I really like them a lot.
And who's the group that did that?
Sabaton. They're a band who practically makes songs about history. Like, another one I read.
Sorry.
It's okay. Sorry. Donovan has a bit of a cough tonight. We're just going to have to, you know, roll with the punches here.
Another one of the songs I liked the most was Attack of the Dead Men, which I happened to find that after I watched Prime of Victoria. I was like, hmm. And the one I listened to the most is Prime of Victoria, Attack of the Dead Men, which it's translated into Russian. It's really nice.
Mm-hmm. And we heard that version tonight. We heard the Russian version.
No, we did not hear any of the Attack of the Dead Men. We all heard was Prime.
Oh, right. You know, because we couldn't get that to work. But maybe, yes. You know, we might feature it in Russian next time around.
Yeah. Because I also know they have an English version of it, too.
Uh-huh. Well, it's clear that you've done your homework and that not only is this just music for listening, but music to learn from.
Yeah. It's just really interesting to learn what band.
Donovan, it's okay. Do you got to step outside, Donovan?
No, I'm fine.
Are you trying to make a big scene here?
I'm fine. No, I'm fine.
Okay.
Making scenes is his strongest suit.
Well, we're trying to put Zach here in the limelight.
Not this kind of scene.
I'm just dying with laughter right now. I'm just trying to hold it in as much as I can.
Well, go. Feel free to laugh if you want to. But I'll tell you, we're having a load of fun here.
Yeah.
This is the first show of the year. And if you'd like to call in and give these young students and young poetry, acting, history, music protégés your input, the phone number here is 503-325-0010. Or if you're a teacher, a parent, and you think this would be something that's valuable to your youngins in your life, I'd love to hear from you as well, because we want to put as many young people on the radio as possible, because it's not a dying medium. It's so fun, and I'm sure as the four people and myself here in the studio tonight can attest to, it is just a load of fun, and we're having so much of it here tonight. So thank you, Zach. Thank you for the music.
You're welcome.
Yes, and I'd like to turn it over now to Azure, who is our premier poet tonight and leader of the poetry club at AHS, involved in the Writers Guild. Maybe in future shows, she may present to us some works that she's been inspired by. But tonight, we're going to experience some original poetry by her. Azure, what's the first piece you want to present tonight?
So, I have a tendency to not name any of my pieces. One of my strongest suits is not naming my poetry.
Mm-hmm.
But most of my writing has to do with either, like, my feelings, like, it's all personal. Not like my feelings. It's all what I experience. I think all of my poetry is nonfiction. Most of the time, poetry is genred as fiction, but all of mine is real. It's like a biography through writing.
Okay.
So I'm going to read a little piece that I wrote. I think this is one of my shortest poems. And it says, "To hold another as dear to self as I once held you seems blasphemous to the God in which I do not believe." And I think that that's really impactful to kind of take a look and see that even though you may not believe in something, there's still that idea of blasphemy and that something can be so far-fetched from what people believe in that, I don't know, it just resonates with me.
Can I get it once more? Just absolutely. Because it's such a short piece.
Absolutely. "To hold another as dear to self as I once held you seems blasphemous to the God in which I do not believe."
And that's just four lines or yeah. So, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's your longest piece, you think? Or are they ooh, usually okay. That length?
They're usually pretty long. That was actually one of my shortest ones that I've ever written.
Well, that's a short but sweet one.
Yeah. I'll read. So I wrote this one about a month ago, and I think it's one of the longest ones that I have right now. And I just dropped like six bookmarks. That's okay.
We'll find them later, but don't worry about it. And I hate to put you on the spot like that.
No, it's okay. So this one, it doesn't have a name, but it's about butterflies, the butterflies in your stomach. I think that it's a really important belief and a really important thing to realize that, like, everybody has these feelings. Most people have the feelings of butterflies. They have those anxious rumblings that they can't quite put a name to.
Like right now?
Yeah.
Maybe all of us, we might be experiencing that right now.
Well, I don't
putting,
know. These
putting
are,
out our art and our poetry for the
these
world.
These are almost different butterflies. These are more like you see someone and you feel butterflies for them, you know?
Sure.
So that's what this one's about.
Okay, let's hear it.
My butterflies have yet to dissipate. Their everlasting spirit ties ever so desperately to the thought of a one-day actualization. For maybe such as happened in past days as the regretting of butterflies followed leads only to the path of self-destruction. Perhaps for once my butterflies have brought me closer to another as opposed to the distance suffered for those in whom the butterflies have sought in times prior. Though through growth of self, years worth of efforts, my hypothetical butterflies, my anxious rumblings fitting only in my stomach, landed onto a being in those in whom they wish to reside beside. Though maybe their hopeful souls have found themselves upon one in whom do not see their own butterflies, for maybe they do not see their own beauty. Although it may not be in my life's purpose to push another to this edge of loving of self, to the discovery of self, it is in my life's philosophy to spread the ideology of love and the thought that oneself may be worthy of love. It may be preached that the love of oneself is in need most to love another. All that must be seen is a knowing of worth, for the worth of oneself is to be held in regards higher than one's butterflies. For maybe, for perhaps, I'm worth more than the chasing of my butterflies.
Well, I can definitely see what you were saying earlier about it's very personal. It's almost akin to a biographical piece rather than a piece of poetry or the two conjoined together.
Yeah.
And I think in the world of slam, we hear a lot of politics, a lot of social issues, a lot of environmental issues. I don't know if you have pieces like that, but
I have a couple, but I think it's more, it suits me better to share my story.
Well, and that really hits right to the point, I think. Let me tell you, as a musician and as a poet and a radio host, that it's incredibly difficult to go on air or to go up in front of people and to share your deepest, darkest, or most elating whatever to the world. So I'd like you all to give a silent sort of congratulations to Azure here in the studio, as well as everyone here in the studio, because it takes an immense amount of courage to get up, share your music, your poetry, and your art with the world. Someone who you may have heard of a few times here tonight, in the background, distant, his name is Donovan. And we're going to hear some music from him. And how would you describe this, you think?
Polka.
Simple, short. I know it's also, yep. But sort of world music, right?
I have Ole Ole, sung by Jack Black originally by the Polka King.
Okay.
And Bella Ciao, an Italian piece.
Okay. Let's hear it. All right, this is Donovan's music coming up next here on Coast Community Radio. Give us a call if you got the time.
Or if you don't.
And we're back here at Coast Community Radio. That was a couple of tunes. I'll let Donovan speak for them. Quite eclectic blend, sort of world music-y, Russian folk. Yeah, tell them the names of the tracks.
None of that was Russian.
Was it not?
None of that was Russian.
Well, I'm going based on what you told me before the show. You said it was Russian, so I
suggested there would be maybe Korobinki or Katyusha. But
your pronunciation is on point, I'll tell you. Well,
no, it's not.
No, it just... Irregardless... Let's hear the names of the pieces.
That was Bella Ciao, Italian, followed by Ole Ole, Polka.
Polka. Well, at least I got one of them right.
Polka isn't Russian.
No, but I said Paul. Just, you know what? I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you could play your music for the world to experience.
Nobody's glad about that.
And now, wait, you've got one more piece about, you wanted to talk a little science here. Whales and such.
Gray whales.
Okay.
So, over the summer, I missed, like, two of these, right? Something along those lines. Two of these radio shows. Because I was spending 6 weeks down in Port Orford.
Nice.
Studying the Eastern North Pacific population of gray whales with OSU. I'm in the OSU database, so I dare say I'm technically OSU staff, but I'm lesser than, like, a janitor.
Okay.
So, there are 25,000 gray whales in the Eastern North Pacific population, approximately. 300 of them are considered resident whales, seeing as they go somewhere... Okay, so they're supposed to go from Baja, California, all in the summer. They're there in the winter. And they go up to Alaska, the Chukchi, and Bering Seas in the summer to feed and stock up on fat. Then they go down to Baja, California to breed without eating anything. They are just there, fasting and breeding. You're having way too much fun listening to this, Asher. Okay, so a resident gray whale is one that doesn't go all the way there. They stop somewhere in Southern California, Oregon, Washington, or Northern California, and don't go beyond that. More than 2 years in a row, they stop at one spot. Why are you doing that emotion of just swimming in the ocean, swimming in the ocean?
Because they're swimming. Well, I'd say it's patently
sometimes off. They're swimming, sometimes they're logging, which is just them basically as if you were just... Was that like Superman?
I'm so sorry.
Don't be, this is hilarious. And nobody can see what's happening, but Asher's just over there doing hand motions.
I'm a very expressive human being.
I've got 20 seconds left to talk about this.
No, I want to hear the final conclusion of what happens to the whales.
Okay,
so go for
they're dying.
Well, that's one way to
they're
put
dying,
it.
Man.
And that's
they're dying.
That's absolutely true.
We don't know why, but they're dying.
Tell them to live.
I tried that. Didn't work very well.
Well,
they're
Donovan.
Currently in a UME, unusual mortality event. We don't know what's causing it. We have a few suspicions, but nothing.
Such as? What are the few Donovan, I need you to get a grip here. We're so close to figuring out why the whales are dying.
No, we're not.
Well, tell us a few hypotheses.
Starvation.
Okay.
And also, there's the belief that we have just reached the carrying capacity of the Eastern North Pacific, which is, of course, America, Canada, Mexico. That is the Eastern North Pacific, not to be confused with Russia and China.
Mm-hmm.
And Japan. They're there, too, I guess. But there's a theory that we have just reached the carrying capacity of 25,000 gray whales, and we can't have any more. So they die.
Uh-huh.
And in this year alone, we have had 10 times more than we normally do of gray whale deaths and beachings.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I'm getting a little bit of the picture, and tell me again, you've participated at NOSB, which is the National Ocean Sciences Bowl.
That I have.
Just as a competitor. How far did you get along? I'm not sure of the rankings or stuff. Did you not do well?
Last year, we took last place. But let's not talk about that.
Well, I'm sorry to hear, but, well, at least you've got a good leg in as far as your whale knowledge. That is very much evident. So, next year, it's a yearly event, right?
Yeah.
Next year, we're going to wish you the best of
this
luck.
Year.
This year,
in
2020.
Fact, I go there next weekend.
Okay, well, you are set and ready to go.
I have no clue what month or week it is. One moment. Yes, I go there in 6 days.
Okay, well, good. We're going to pass it over now. We've only got about 20 minutes left or so until Bedtime Stories is going to come in. We're going to pass it over to Brandy now, who's a student, a connoisseur of music. And she's going to tell you a little bit about what is on the table right now and what we're going to be listening to next.
So on the table is Kokomo, I Dig My Own Well Now, Tutti Frutti, and Slice of Sand.
By a few well-known sort of oldie but goodie musicians like Elvis, Little Richie.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear a little bit of that. You're listening to Coast Community Radio. Thanks for staying with us. Okay, this is Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria, 91.9 FM, KTCB Tillamook, 89.5 FM. I hope you've been enjoying the music, the poetry, the science, and everything so far. We've got four distinguished guests in the studio, and one of them is Brandy. She just played what you just heard, Brandy. What was that that we just heard? Some classics.
So what you heard was some classics like Kokomo, Swice of Sand, I Dig My Own Well Now, and Tutti Frutti.
Yeah, and is this, I have to be honest, is this your parents' music? Is that a big influence for this? Because they are definitely classic songs in there.
No, I actually had the songs on Pandora, so.
So you just found them of your own? You just happened to run across it?
Yeah.
Well, I would say many of our listeners would agree that you have some really good taste. We just have a few minutes left in the end of the show. And I want to cut back over to Azure. You've got a show coming up. This is your first radio appearance, but you're actually going to make another one with another person who's joining us tonight, but not over the air, but is in studio with us and listening along with us. That program is called Life Downstream. And what did you talk about on there? That's one of our public affairs shows.
So I'm going to move this mic a little bit so it looks like I'm actually talking.
Go ahead. That's fair.
So on Life Downstream, I was interviewed and talked a lot about my life experience, specifically revolving around gender, identifying as non-binary, what that means, how I identify with that and what my comfort zone with that is. And I talked a little bit about my poetry and what that means to me and just general parts of my life that have affected me. And how I've internalized that and grown stronger through reflection.
Mm-hmm. And that's going to, you co-hosted that show. Well, not hosted, but you co-guested,
yes.
I'll say, on that show with Isabel. Or as she...
No, actually.
Oh, pardon me.
I didn't. Isabel left.
Oh, well, shoot. Well, you know what?
It was just me.
Okay, well, it's going to be just Azure coming up on the 28th. That's the next Tuesday of this month at 9 o'clock.
In the morning.
In the morning. That's true. In the a.m. time. But, you know, we'll hear Isabel, or as she may like to be called, Izzy Bell, hopefully, I think, next month on the next KMUN's Youth in Radio. I just want to say a quick goodbye around the table. It's been so fun having you all, and I'm sure the listeners appreciate it. Feel free to give us a call after the show. We've had Zach in the studio. Thank you so much. We've had Brandy, Donovan, in Azure. Hi, Donovan.
Hi.
And what you really should be saying there is bye, because we're about to leave you here. This is some music I picked out, and we'll leave you with this. This is the Cranberries and the Smashing Pumpkins, and I'm sure you know the songs because they're ultra popular. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. 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 Goodbye. Bye.
Bye. Bye.